Let's read together 1 Chronicles chapter 27. In this chapter, we have David's organization of Israel's army and the official recognition of the tribal leaders and various administrators and advisors within the kingdom. Let's begin by reading the first 15 verses. And the children of Israel, according to their number, the heads of fathers' houses, the captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers, served the king in every matter of the military divisions. These divisions came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, each division having 24,000. Over the first division for the first month was Jashobeam, the son of Zabdiel, and in his division were 24,000. He was of the children of Perez, and the chief of all the captains of the army for the first month. And now from verse 4 down through verse 15, we have a listing of the commanders of the rest of the 12 military divisions. Verse 15, the 12th captain of the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophathite of Othniel. In his division were 24,000. Let's begin our study of this chapter, 1 Chronicles chapter 27, with some background notes. In chapters 23 through 26 of 1 Chronicles, we've seen David's organization of the Levites as part of his preparations for proper worship of the Lord to take place when his son Solomon would build the temple. In chapter 23, we had the numbering of the Levites. In chapter 24, we had the dividing of the Levites into 24 groups. In chapter 25, we had the assigning of the Levites who would be in charge of the temple music. In chapter 26, we had the appointing of the Levites who would be in charge of the temple gates and those who would be responsible to guard the temple treasures and those Levites who would be scattered throughout the nation to administer the affairs of God and the king. Now here in chapter 27, the topic moves from David's organization of the Levites to the organization of Israel's military. That's in the first part of the chapter. And then in the second part of the chapter, we have the official recognition of the leaders of the 12 tribes, as well as certain administrators and advisors within the kingdom. Now, certainly all of these responsibilities have their spiritual parallels in the Lord's kingdom today. There are various ways in which believers can serve in the church or in Christian ministries today. And that brings us to the first of four doctrinal points for this chapter. Doctrinal point number one, believers can serve as apologists. Believers can serve as apologists. The standing army of David consisted of 288,000 men. David divided them into 12 divisions of 24,000 men each. Each division would serve for 1 month of the year. We find that all of the division military commanders listed in these verses were mighty men of David, who were also listed back in chapter 11. These military divisions were responsible for maintaining law and order, as well as defending the nation. Already, I think we can see the parallel between the responsibility of these military divisions to defend the nation of God's people, and the responsibility of believers today to defend the faith. In fact, that's what a Christian apologist is, one who defends the Christian faith. Believers can serve as apologists. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Now, the Greek word for answer or defense here is apologia, the word from which we get apologetics. We see from 1 Peter 3:15 that all believers have a responsibility to defend the faith. But some Christians are called to serve the Lord in the field of apologetics. Praise God for the great apologists down through church history. The Word of God and the Christian faith are under attack today as never before. Good apologists are needed. Start an apologetic website, and you will get feedback from around the world. believers can serve as apologists. Doctrine point number two, believers can serve as authorities. Believers can serve as authorities. Verses 16 through 24, 1 Chronicles chapter 27, beginning now at verse 16. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the officer over the Reubenites was Eleazar, the son of Zichri. Over the Simeonites, Shephatiah, the son of Maacah. And now from verse 17 down through verse 22, we have a listing of the rest of the civil authorities in charge of each of the various tribes. Verse 23, but David did not take the number of those 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would multiply Israel like the stars of the heavens. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began a census, but he did not finish, for wrath came upon Israel because of this census. Nor was the number recorded in the account of the Chronicles of King David. We read about David's sinful census and God's resulting discipline back in chapter 21. The tribes of Gad and Asher are not mentioned in these verses, but Levi and both halves of the tribe of Manasseh are mentioned, giving a listing of 12 officials recognized as the authorities over their respective tribes. Now, do you see the spiritual parallel for our doctrinal point? Some believers are called to be recognized in the church as spiritual authorities, not as those who want power for themselves, but as shepherds. Church leaders or elders are to be recognized as spiritual authorities. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17 says, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Hebrews 13, 17. To desire to be in the place of authority, if it's for the right reasons, is a good thing. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1 says, this is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. If a man desires the position of a bishop or overseer or elder or pastor or shepherd, he desires a good work. So there's an area of significant Christian service. Believers can serve as authorities. Doctrinal point number three, believers can serve as administrators. Believers can serve as administrators. Verses 25 through 31. 1 Chronicles chapter 27, beginning now at verse 25. And Azmaveth, the son of Adiel, was over the king's treasuries, and Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah, was over the storehouses in the field, in the cities, in the villages, and in the fortresses. Ezri, the son of Helub, was over those who did the work of the field for tilling the ground. And Shimei, the Ramathite, was over the vineyards, and Zabdi, the Shiphmite, was over the produce of the vineyards for the supply of wine. Baal-Hanan, the Gederite, was over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the lowlands, and Joash was over the store of oil. And Shitri, the Sharonite, was over the herds that fed in Sharon, and Shaphat, the son of Adlai, was over the herds that were in the valleys. Obil, the Ishmaelite, was over the camels. Jediah, the Moronathite, was over the donkeys, and Jaziz, the Haggite, was over the flocks. All these were the officials over King David's property. We see in these verses that all the specific areas in David's kingdom were under the control of capable administrators, even down to someone in charge of tilling the ground, verse 26. And Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah, was over the storehouses in the field, in the cities, in the villages, and in the fortresses. Ezri, the son of Helub, was over those who did the work of the field for tilling the ground. Capable administrators are needed today. There are all kinds of jobs and areas of responsibility within the church or within Christian ministries that need capable administrators. Folks who can administer the repair of church or ministry vehicles, for example, is just one needy area. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 and 5 says, "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries or administrations, but the same Lord." 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. So besides spiritual gifts, there are areas where you can use your gifts and talents and abilities. Believers can serve as administrators. And doctrinal point number 4, believers can serve as advisors. Believers can serve as advisors. Verses 32 through 34. Also, Jehonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Jehiel, the son of Hachmoni, was with the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai, the Archite, was the king's companion. After Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, then Abiathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. In these verses, we have David's personal counselors and advisors mentioned. The spiritual lesson would be that counselors and advisors are needed today, not to counsel or advise the Lord, of course, but to give the Lord's counsel to the Lord's servants. Good advisors are needed. Believers can serve as advisors. But don't be an Ahithophel. Verse 33, Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's companion. Ahithophel turned against David and had to be replaced. Be like Hushai, who was a good advisor and friend of David. Read about Hushai's good counsel in 2 Samuel chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14 says, "Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." Proverbs 11, 14. So good counselors are needed. Believers can serve as advisors. You may not be a leader, but maybe you have good insight and wisdom and can give good advice. I'm so glad for the advice that good counselors have given me when I've had to make important ministry decisions. Believers can serve as advisors. And now our practical application for 1 Chronicles chapter 27. Use the internet to defend the Christian faith. Use the internet to defend the Christian faith. We said under doctrinal point number 1 that if you started an apologetic website, you would get feedback from around the world. It's true. You can use the internet to defend the Christian faith around the world. One of my former students is doing that very thing. He started an apologetic website, www.christianevidences.com. He gets feedback from around the world. He is defending the Christian faith worldwide. You could do the same. But you say you don't know enough apologetics or enough about creating a website. Listen, I can almost guarantee that you have at least one friend that can help you set up the website. And all the apologetics you need is already there on the internet. You can link to it all. Start a worldwide witness. Use the internet to defend the Christian faith.